Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Good morning. It's Megan from The Morning Show on Your Encouraging WPER. Thanks for joining us on Community Matters. Today, we're going to be focusing on mental health awareness specifically within the workplace. About 1 in 5 employees will experience a mental health condition each year. However, given the right resources, 5 in 5 employees can benefit from a supportive and psychologically safe workplace. So because we want to focus on that a little bit and talk about some ways that employers can provide that safe environment for employees, and also just to talk about the prevalence of mental health issues and how we can be on the lookout to help those in need, today we're going to be talking with 2 guests about a certification program that is available from Mental Health America, which is the nation's leading community-based nonprofit that addresses the needs of those living with mental illness. And also we're going to be talking with another group who's actually worked with Mental Health America in their own organization to talk about the benefits of that certification process and what it can do. So thank you both for joining us today. If you could just start out by introducing yourself and let us know a little bit about your background.
I'm Paul Gianfrido. I'm president and CEO of Mental Health America, which is the nation's longest standing mental health advocacy organization.
My name is Dr. Russ Petrella. I'm a clinical psychologist. I'm the president and CEO of Beacon Health Options. We are a behavioral health company that covers 40 million Americans.
Thank you both for taking the time to talk with us today. I did want to ask, what is the name of the program that you are running that focuses on mental health within the workplace?
The program is Mental Health America's Bell Seal for Workplace Mental Health.
So this is something that you do simply because of the prevalence of mental health within our country alone, but also specifically within the workplace. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So talk to me a little bit about your experience then in terms of awareness of how big of an issue this actually is.
Well, here are some data points that we've collected at Mental Health America. 2/3 of all employees say that workplace stress is so great these days that they engage in unhealthy behaviors outside of work. 1 in 6 employees will have to interrupt their career at some point because of a mental health condition, usually depression or anxiety.
In terms of the effect of mental health on an employee within the workplace, what are some things that we can be on the lookout for in regards to signs or symptoms that could indicate that we have something that we really do need to pay attention to and possibly speak to someone to address?
Sure. It's a complicated issue, obviously. But I think people are aware of when they feel depressed, when they feel anxious, when they feel uncomfortable, when they feel stressed. And it's common in everyday life, but sometimes it gets a little more overwhelming. And it's not just the workplace, but it's family situations, relationship issues, just the stress of living. And I think people have to be aware of it. And the main thing is to, when they're starting to feel this and it doesn't go away, reach out to talk to someone, talk to a spouse, talk to family members, talk to your physician, talk to someone at work, to look for the resources and support that you can need to head some of these things off early.
Have you found in the work that you've done, have you found that this impacts a certain gender or even a certain demographic more than another?
Unfortunately, mental health issues are not specific to gender, not specific to race, to geography. It impacts all Americans. Certainly, there are some situations that are more stressful than others in the context of people's lives, but it's not specific to any one group.
Although women are more likely to be able to speak out and ask for help, and so we're always very concerned that men in particular are not as willing to talk about this stuff, and they need to be. And similarly, millennials, while they will talk more about this than past generations, they're also a more stressed generation at their age than past generations have been.
Now, I want to talk a little bit specifically about Mental Health America and the Bell Seal for Workplace Mental Health. Based on what you've said, 1 in 5 employees will experience a mental health condition each year. So what are some things that employers can be on the lookout for, some policies, practices that they can put in place to kind of make that less?
Well, in the Bell Seal for Workplace Mental Health, we help employers to assess 5 areas in which they can work to improve employee mental health. The first is the culture in the corporation or in the employer. Are they open about mental health? Are they systematically evaluating the mental health of employees? And are they taking measured steps to try to reduce stress in the workplace. Second area is leadership. Is this commitment top-down and bottom-up to employee mental health? The third area is in the benefits that are offered. Do they offer the same benefits and make sure that people have access to the same benefits, whether or not it's a mental health condition or a physical health condition? Because as Russ said, it's so important for people to be speaking openly and dealing with the mental health conditions. The fourth area is, do they offer perks and programs, opportunities for people to relax, to take time off, to get peer support within the workplace? And the fifth is legal compliance. Are they complying with the spirit of the Americans with Disabilities Act as it would apply to behavioral health conditions, not just physical health conditions? Those who are working in those areas may not be doing everything perfectly, but if they're working to address all five of those areas, they're generally going to be able to qualify for one of our Bell Seals.
How long has the Bell Seal certification program been in place?
This is a new program. Mm-hmm. We've just launched this program, and we've launched it because we want to recognize those employers who are doing the right things, and we want to give other additional employers an opportunity not only to be recognized but to learn more about the things that others are doing and the things that they could do to improve health and mental health and well-being overall.
And as far as getting certified, becoming certified, how does an employer even seek going through that program?
I can tell you our experience at Beacon. We heard about the program. We downloaded an application online. We talked to some folks at Mental Health America about what was involved. And then it's a collaborative process. You know, there's certain information they request, policies, information about, you know, our various policies in terms of our insurance programs, employee perks, et cetera. And then we went back and forth, answering questions, clarifying information. And we learned as much from about what other companies were doing and what were ideal practices, best practices, as I think we submitted. So it was a very positive experience for us.
So I'd love to know then, from your perspective, Dr. Petrella, what even prompted you to call? Was there something that you saw within your organization, or is this just something that that you're passionate about, creating a supportive, safe workplace for your employers?
Well, I'm certainly passionate about creating a workplace that's safe and comfortable for employees so they can stay engaged and productive. And so, yes, it's something that is very important to us. But, you know, within our workplace, you know, our people are doing very difficult work. And I certainly see that sometimes, you know, people are more stressed than others. And I wanted to make sure that we were doing the right kinds of things for our employees. The other thing I've noticed is that people are now asking, hiring people in this economy at times can be difficult, and people are asking about the culture of the company. They're asking about how do you treat employees, and one of the things that they want to know about is, you know, is there a good atmosphere in the office? Do people feel safe? Do they feel respected? Do they feel supported? And so we view this seal as an opportunity that other people have looked at us, that we can demonstrate that these things are important to us, and it's a good thing to hold out there for prospective employees.
Have you heard any feedback from your employees about the fact that you're going through these things, that you're paying attention?
Well, it's just being announced, and they knew that we were going through the process. I think everybody found it was very curious to understand what it was all about, and once it has been announced, I assume there will be many more questions about it. But, you know, when I interview prospective employees, it is something they ask about. You know, what is the culture like in the company? And this is just another seal of approval that we're doing the right kinds of things or trying to do the right kinds of things.
And Russ has really put his finger on something here. About a third of the workforce right now is millennials. And the younger people that we're trying to recruit to workplaces are asking these questions and are concerned about this. And the way we attract them and the way we retain them is by trying to address as much of this and build as much of this into the culture of a company as we possibly can.
I would say that absolutely. I feel like with the younger generation, some of that social stigma that's attached to mental health issues is lessened. Paul, I'd love from your perspective, what is it like for you on the Mental Health America side of this process, working with employers who are committed to providing that safe and supportive workplace?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because we're an employer too. We're a small employer with under 50 employees at the national office, but it's been a self-reflective process for us as well to push ourselves a little bit further for our own employees. So I wanted to say that up front and first, but for us to be able to engage with employers of all sizes in this program to help identify as Russ said, best practices, and what I'll say even better practices, to be able to identify all of the range of things that could be done within whatever means an employer may have, I think has been critically important. And we're gathering this information as we do, and we're building partnerships as we do. And I think we're building a culture of in this society at this point that is going to value mental health much more than our past cultures have valued it.
Now, I know that you had talked about the five different categories of things that are assessed within this particular certification. So when it comes to workplace culture, what are some things in that culture that you are looking for that you'd like to see in place? And are there things that you do to help improve that during the certification process, or is that part of the follow-up?
Well, first of all, during the certification process, as Russ mentioned, it is back and forth, but I'd like to throw it to him a little bit to just talk about some of the culture of Beacon that we recognized and saw as positive.
I think the culture piece really comes from the top, that it's a classic lead by example, that you have to value people and recognize that people have strengths and weaknesses and that they have stress that's either in the workplace or comes from outside, and to recognize that it's okay to seek help. And that we want to be accommodating for folks, that we want to give our supervisors training so they recognize when people are struggling or have issues and point them in the right direction. If people recognize that immediately and will talk about it, the word of mouth, we do lots of employee communications, but word of mouth about how we act and treat people, I think, is the strongest thing. Culture is difficult to define, but, my employees tell me that they know it when it's there. They recognize it when we're trying to do the right things.
So this may be kind of a tough question to ask, and if there is no answer, that's okay. But when it comes to assessing a workplace culture, do you find that there is alignment between what is being said and what is being seen?
We have been finding that to a great extent as the first applications have been rolling in now, and we think that we're going to continue to find it. Because people self-select and come forward and say, we think we're doing these things, we think the level of commitment is there. Now, they may fall short in scoring the points because we have to break these sections into points, basically. But then there's an opportunity to have these conversations back and forth. And even when we get a stellar company like Beacon Health Options, there's plenty of opportunity to talk back and forth about what it was that we thought we were looking for, what it was they thought they were providing, to be able to come together and really have a meeting of the mind. So, this is not a punitive type of a program. This is very much a positive conversation to be had and a positive opportunity for both of us to work together to identify ways that we can improve the mental health of the employees.
And I would add that I think the best way to describe it is collaborative and consultative, that there was a healthy back and forth in terms of communicating information and giving advice.
We may only have time to unpack one more of these points, but I'd love to look at leadership and community engagement. I wouldn't even think of that as something that can contribute to positive mental health within the workplace. So, I mean, leadership, yes, but community engagement. What sorts of elements of community engagement can really make a difference?
Well, we talked about this a lot when we were developing the program. And as you said, leadership, top down, what's the CEO saying? What am I saying as the head of my small organization? What is Russ saying as the head of his? And then how do we use that to inform the community? And how do we use that to facilitate ways that our people can be engaged in the community, can engage in volunteer efforts to help others who can work with other folks in the schools or work with children in the community in the neighborhoods? All of these things are important because they bring what's in the company outside the doors of the company into the communities and into the neighborhoods. And we've lost so much of that in recent years, and we need to do so much to regain that sense of community. So when we're talking engagement, we're looking for organizations that think beyond the boundaries of the doors of that particular employer or company and really into the whole neighborhood and environment in which that organization is providing goods and services.
At Beacon, we created a program called Beacon Gives Back, and the idea was it was an opportunity for our employees to engage in the local communities. We give people a day off to do community service programs. Around the holidays, we collected mittens and hats and gloves for people in across the country, and to donate to folks at homeless shelters. So we try to get people to be involved and care about others, not just themselves.
I love it. We have a saying here, like, because we're a Christian radio, you know, those that pray together stay together. But I also think those that play together stay together. And the community engagement, doing things together to impact your neighborhoods, I think that that absolutely plays into that.
Absolutely. It helps everybody. You know, it helps the giver and it helps the recipient. And it really changes the dynamic of a community. And because stress is so related to what happens at home and what happens in the neighborhood as well as what happens at work, we do good all around by bringing out, you know, and moving forward in anything that is going to create community and reduce stress.
Well, thank you both again for taking the time to talk with us today about this issue that really does impact every single one of us. And thank you also for the work that you do to improve mental health awareness and serving those who do suffer from mental illness within the workplace. If you'd like to know more about Mental Health America and the work that they do, you can find them online at mhanational.org. Thank you again for joining us on this week's Community Matters.